Sheriff Steve Freitas retired as of August the 1st, and now he is Interim Sheriff Rob Giordano on the KSRO Live Line with us. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We are well, sir. Just making sure I have the nomenclature right. Interim Sheriff now, when you're approved by the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors August 22nd, you'll be acting Sheriff. Is that correct?
No, actually, I think it's Interim Sheriff now, and I'll be Sheriff when I'm approved.
It'll be just plain Sheriff.
Yep.
Okay, good. We can drop all of those prefixes. Good deal. Anyway, let's get to first things first. Press Democrat wrote an editorial the other day talking about former Sheriff Freitas' decision to limit cooperation with ICE agents to not report undocumented residents who were getting out of jail to ICE if they were in for just minor offenses. That decision happened 3 months ago. The article says that the change has still not been implemented. Why is that?
Yeah, we've been diligently working to solve that since he made the promise. It's actually a very complicated issue. And one of the things we ran into was the software, and it was going to cost us roughly $40,000 to automate that to find the way to make it work. But with all that said, let me say that we finished that process, basically the decision process, yesterday. The new policy itself will be out on Monday the 14th. And the implementation will be fully implemented by Friday the 18th. And we will no longer report to ICE on any undocumented immigrant unless they have a conviction for what's been listed out as one of the serious crimes.
Could this get more confusing? I mean, you've got some parts illegal immigration, then you have sanctuary cities, then you have ICE, you have you guys. You just want the law to be clear as to what you're supposed to do.
It truly is that, and I will tell you that I was involved in that decision-making process as the assistant sheriff, but it wasn't my primary role. And having had to dive into it for the last, 25, 30 days, knowing this is coming, it's just unbelievable how complicated it is and how confusing the law is. And trying to get that right difference to protect the community, but also honor that someone who hasn't committed a crime or been convicted of a crime doesn't get harsher punishment than they deserve.
Now, let's shift to another subject, Sheriff. Can you tell us anything about the Sheriff's Department investigation into Santa Rosa police shooting last weekend of a knife-wielding suspect? I know the Sheriff's Department is at the helm of that investigation.
Yes, we are. And today we hope to put out our comprehensive press release. And what we do in those cases is try and run the investigation down as much as we can, as fast as we can, to get information out to the community. So usually in the first several days, we get a pretty good handle on what's out there information-wise, and we draft a press release that gives as much as we can to the community without compromising the investigation. So you will see that come out today.
So I got to ask a personal question. You're not among the six candidates campaigning for sheriff proper when it comes up. You're the interim. Is there a particular reason you're not running?
No, it wasn't. It's really more of a timing thing. As your career unfolds and you make steps throughout it, I never saw it as a goal. As I made steps throughout, I ended up in this assistant sheriff position. I told Steve I'd finish this term with him and I would be able to retire then, and I could make a decision then.
Oh.
And frankly, when he went out medically, and in fact, in light of the fact there were six candidates already in the race, it was the perfect opportunity for someone who didn't have that desire to step in and not tamper with the race, right? No incumbent. So it kind of just worked out this way.
Let me ask you one more question, Rob, about the investigation into the SRPD shooting. Much has been made of the fact that those officers were wearing body cams at the time that suspect was shot. And much has also been said about whether the footage from those body cams will be made available to the public. What's your position?
Yeah, so we are not releasing body cams to the public, especially at this point in the investigation, because it would compromise the... But if the DA has to prosecute this case, we need that to happen in the courtroom, not in the media. And not that, those issues, these things have to happen in the courtroom, not in the media. So that's the first part of the game. There's also privacy issues, so many legal issues going with releasing those tapes. So we have no intention of releasing those tapes.
Well, there were a lot of other people, it sounds like, involved in that residence, or at least around that residence at the time that happened, too. So understandable that there would be privacy issues involved. Okay, just down to the basics, what's it like to sit permanently in that new chair?
Well, so with 10 days of experience,
yeah.
actually, I think the most important thing I need the community to recognize, and it kind of goes back to that, the whole issue of the immigration delay. It's a loss when you lose the leader of an organization. There is a transition and there is a cost, and we are running hard to get up to speed to make that transition, and that's one of the reasons for the delay and why it took us. I'm kind of proud it only took us 14 days later, 18 days late to get our policy out, but these things will cost us some time. But it is a very challenging position, and I look forward to doing it.
Well, we have appreciated for a long time our relationship with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department and look forward to a fruitful one with you as well.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the time to talk to you, so keep calling.
All right, we will. That is Interim Sheriff Rob Giordano, about to be approved by the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, and he will fill that position until December when Sonoma County votes for a brand new sheriff.